5 past 10, good morning, good morning. Welcome along to the Nolan Show today. If you're sending us a story, nolan@bbc.co.uk. Now, here's an interesting story. The Ulster University has distanced itself from controversial comments made online by one of its staff about homosexuality. Dr. Mark Gilfillan, a research associate in Irish Jewish history, called homosexuality, quote, a bizarre fetish that has resulted in 72% of new cases of HIV. He also said he was disgusted by the practice. He also called gay pride gyrating half naked in the presence of children during equally bizarre parades. The academic's comments were made in relation to discussion in regard to the Irish Gay Cake Row, but they have caused outrage on social media. Joining me to discuss this, John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And David Bowden, the Assistant Director of the Institute of Ideas. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, John, the university is saying that Dr. Gilfillan was commenting in a solely personal capacity.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad to see that the university have distanced themselves from these comments. As a University of Ulster student myself, I'm glad to see that they're at least not backing the statement that has been made. The post is absolute nonsense. There's no evidence provided. It's factually inaccurate. And in fact, it's dehumanising of LGBT people, which we've seen in the past, we've seen for hundreds of years, by reducing people to simply their sexual behaviour. The factual inaccuracies stand out most for me. This idea that 72% of new HIV cases are coming from gay and bisexual men is who he's talking about, although he would talk about homosexuality more generally, where in Northern Ireland it's 58%, and the rest of the UK it was 51% in 2012.
This is a member of the university staff who also quoted a scholarly report, John, in the University Law Review, which linked homosexuality to sexual predation targeting children.
Absolutely, and you know, he even references in his own post that this was a number of years ago, and the reality is that people's understanding of same-sex attraction and homosexuality has changed substantially in the last 25 years, never mind in the last 50 years. So we all, could all look to scholarly articles in the past and what they've said around sexual orientation, but the fact is the understanding from a medical perspective and from a scientific perspective has changed substantially. But there's also an issue around someone who has a role of responsibility within a university in not making comments like this. There may be students, there may be people who he has responsibility for, who may be on his Facebook, who may be viewing these posts. How are they going to feel if they're an LGBT person? Is that person going to be accessible to them? Are they going to be supportive to them? You know, that they have a responsibility when they take on a role, particularly in a university, in a space of learning and debate, to be respectful in that space. And I think this is an example of very bad practice.
Yeah, the Telegraph are reporting that his contract had expired when he made these comments, contract expired with the university. David Bowden, no matter how irritating some people find these comments, he's got the right to say it if you believe in free speech, right?
Yes, I think the cornerstone of free speech should be that you are entitled to say personal belief.
Sorry, David, you still there?
Kind of.
Okay, obviously we're having problems with David this morning. Let me put that just while we check the line, David, John. The point is, let people say what they think. Don't censor them.
I think there is a level of that. I think, first of all, it's unfair to reflect, particularly someone who has a scholarly role, to present opinion as fact. And I think that's what Mark has done in this post. I also think that people have a responsibility in what they put out into the world, particularly someone who has spent substantial amounts of time studying the impact of anti-Semitism and the impact on Jewish people. To put out such negative propaganda, I think, is hugely harmful. And I think people have a responsibility to not abuse freedom of speech and to use it in appropriate ways. And I think this is an example of abuse. I think many would view the language here as hate speech, linking homosexuality to paedophilia, calling about homosexuality being the cause of HIV and AIDS, saying there's no such thing as homosexuality. These are hugely negative things to be putting out into the world. And while we have to accept freedom of speech of all peoples, I do think we have to put a responsibility back on people, particularly those who have an area of responsibility. And when that is provided by one of our local universities here, I think they have to take on board that responsibility.
Dave Bowden?
I think academics should be entitled to say things which are contentious and offensive. I think it's really that they need to be challenged on that. And it is right to challenge him if he is trying to use a kind of sort of sense of academic authority to justify what are ultimately his personal opinions. But I do think that he should be free, even if he is a if he is an academic, that he can express what these views are, if they are personal views. And he should be challenged on them. He should be debated against. He should be argued against. But it shouldn't necessarily be a matter for professional censure. I think that he should be entitled to say these views without sort of fear of that affecting his job. Obviously, if you know people feel as if he's failing in his job as an academic, that's a different matter, and that's for the university and his colleagues to decide. But it shouldn't be on the level of whether it's offensive to people to hear.
I think when it comes to employment, employers will put responsibilities on their staff of what they expect of them, and I think we all have that within our employment. And when we step outside that, then our employers will take appropriate action, and I think that's completely justified. I think it's still hugely disappointing to see these sorts of comments coming from someone from an academic perspective. And I think people have to take responsibility. I think when it comes to social media, the idea of social media is somehow just a personal thing. People need to wake up and realize that employers have access to this information. If you're going to put something on the internet, then it's on the internet. It's accessible to everyone.
And what do you expect the university to do, John? Do you think it should have any implications for its future employment at the university? Should the university make it clear?
I would be surprised if this comment wasn't in breach of their expectations on staff and the employment duties on staff.
Dave?
I think it's a chilling atmosphere that when we call upon employers to police employees' personal views. I know that they do, but unless they're making it in an official capacity, I don't think that should be a main cause of concern. And I think it's particularly frightening when you're talking about university academics, people who often have to challenge status quo, who have to be willing to make arguments that other people find offensive. They should be free to do that, as long as people feel as if they're behaving in a professionally responsible and intellectually responsible honour. There's a great saying in academia of publish and be damned, and that's the sort of sense of when you say these comments, you have to stand by them as an academic.
Here's David Nanalong. Morning, David.
Hello.
Well, I would have to agree with him, Stephen, because...
Agree with who?
Gay pride parade is 100%, but them people is... parading up and down our streets half naked in front of children. And if that was a normal person doing that, you'd be screaming at the top.
A gay person isn't a normal person, no?
A gay person is a gay person. I'm a normal person. That's just the thing.
Right. And why are you normal?
You want me to call them?
What's normal about you?
You want me to call them something that's not nice?
What's normal about you?
I have sex with a woman.
Right.
That's normal.
Do you?
They have sex with their own sex. That, to me, it's their affair. I have no qualms with that.
Well, if it's their affair, why describe another human being? This is the only reason why I'm challenging you, David. Why? What do you get out of describing, what is gained out of you describing another human being as abnormal? What does that do? How does that help?
Normal people.
Well, that would suggest that gay people are abnormal.
What do you want me to say? The majority of the people in Northern Ireland, if they behave like the majority of people in Northern Ireland that run about with their clothes on and can parade up and down the streets with their clothes on and not flaunt themselves in front of children, if they would do that, they would get a lot more support instead of what they're doing.
John O'Doherty?
It sounds like somebody's never been to a gay pride parade.
I have been to a gay pride
here in Belfast,
and I have seen it
in Ireland. And every pride parade, we have people from all walks, all backgrounds, all ages out supporting our community, enjoying a wonderful celebration of what it is to be LGBT, a queer culture, and it has a hugely positive influence in Northern Ireland. I think, Stephen, what we're dealing with here, and as I've said numerous times in your show, this is the last acceptable prejudice. If these comments were made in relation to race, if they were made in relation to faith, if these were anti-Semitic comments, they would in no way be accepted. They would be challenged at the highest levels right across Northern Ireland. And unfortunately, when it comes to LGBT people, it is acceptable to say what you want in relation to our community, and I think that's hugely harmful. And to touch on the point that Dave made, I agree. I think those involved in scholarly work should be able to say whatever it is that they need to say. They should put evidence out there. And indeed, those who initially talked about homosexuality as a normal thing were challenged hugely within their fields. And thankfully now the world has moved to accept their reflections on what same-sex attraction actually is. So I think that's positive. But you can't on one hand say that someone's doing something on a personal capacity and then put a standard around what should be allowed
for
people now, in scholarly.
David Nallalong, you're still...
Come back here, Steve.
David, you're still with us, right?
Hold on, stay there.
David, well, hold on.
David, hold on one second.
Stay there because there's a David in Belfast wants to speak to you, David Nallalong. David in Belfast, good morning.
Hello, Stephen. Well, I'm a gay man, and I can tell you quite clearly, I'm very normal.
Would you like to speak to David Nallalong, David? Say good morning to him.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Now, I have nothing wrong with you. As far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you like. But do not dictate to me what I can and cannot do in my own country. Use people as dictating to us what we can do and what we can't do in our own country. You were talking about that earlier on.
Well, right. Well, let's let David in Belfast speak to you.
Well, first of all, you said your country. I'm brought up in Belfast all my life. So let me make it perfectly clear. I'm a gay man. I've been with my partner 25, 26 years. I'm quite normal. I'm well educated. So what right have you to say to me I'm not normal because I have sex with my partner? At the end of the day, you can have sex with your wife. I'm not really interested in who you have sex with. It's none of my business. Just as much none of your business, what a gay man does. And for the gay pride...
I don't know what you're talking about because I never even mentioned that. What I was talking about was gay men on a gay pride parade walking up and down our streets half naked in front of children.
You did actually. You did actually. David Nallalong, you did mention. You did talk about gay people having sex.
It was a vigorous speech, Stephen. And if you put as much effort into getting our country right as you do at talking about gay people, we're not better off, Stephen. Your show is called The Gay Show. You do know that.
Stephen, you need to bring order to this. At the end of the day, gay people are quite normal. Gay people can have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. They've got partners. You're entitled to have sex with your wife, and you have no right.
I don't know what that man's talking about.
He's talking about you having sex with your wife.
You said quite clearly that gay people were not
normal. Tell you something. It was a figure of speech which I corrected myself on.
On the radio. And at the end of the day, the gay pride is the best time of year in Belfast.
But does he not, David in Belfast, does he not have a point, David in Belfast, that when he's talking about gay pride, is it not too much in front of children, the scantily clad nature of it all?
Well, hold on a second.
The overt sexuality of it all.
First of all, it brings both communities in Northern Ireland and other communities together. At the end of the day, does the 12th of July do that? Does any other parades do that? No, it doesn't. It brings both communities together and many other communities together. And people have a nice day. It's one day of the year when the gay community can show their respect of their culture just as much as the people on the 12th of July can show their culture. At the end of the day, gay people are quite normal and quite right to have their rights as anyone else.
All David Nallalong is objecting to.
I did say at the start of it that I have no problem with the gay parade.
Yeah.
If you had to listen to what I said I think the gay parade. What I had a problem with was people cavorting up and down our streets.
If I wanted to go out on the 12th of July into the town and go about my business for a certain amount of hours, I'm not allowed to do that. So you have to understand there's all kinds of
communities. I'm sorry. Why are we talking about the 12th of July? What has the 12th of July got to do with gay parade?
There's something significant
here because I can't figure it out.
I've
seen a whole lot of 12th of July parades. I've seen a whole lot of 15th of August parades. I've never seen a man run about half naked yet.
I've seen worse on the 12th of July, I can assure you of that. At the end of the day, let me make it quite clear to you.
Hold on. David in Belfast, the point he's making is he doesn't want to see half-naked men running up and down Royal Avenue.
I've seen men urinating in the streets on the 12th of July. I have seen beer cans being thrown from one side to the other.
But that doesn't make it right, does it? But David Nanalong, does he not have a point when he says he doesn't want to see men in little tight hot pants and women and whatever running up and down Royal Avenue?
What are people doing? They're not exposing themselves that they're doing on the 12th of July. They're keeping themselves covered up. They're entitled to their culture, and I respect it. The gay pride, it's the best time of the year as far as I'm concerned.
Alex in Belfast. Morning, Alex.
Stephen, could I speak?
Hello, Stephen.
You've spoken a lot. Morning, Alex. Go ahead.
It's just, I want to talk about the gay pride. I haven't been to a town last year just to watch it, you know, because apparently it's a laugh and it's a gig. You know, a party atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
And the T-shirts some of them were wearing in the parade were obscene and were disgusting. And I can't actually say it now, because when I talked to a researcher, he said not to say what it was.
Well, he was shocked at that word you used.
They were pure filth, sort of word, and they were saying it's a for children, it's for everything, it's a party atmosphere. It's not, that's not, it was filth. The T-shirts they were wearing were disgusting. Do you know, let them answer that there, and they're talking about free speech, what people can talk about in their personal Twitter. When people's walking through the town with T-shirts like that on. Do you know what to answer that?
Okay, Alex, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Let's move on.